It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. We've got Rich in the nation out there in Las Vegas. We've got Dan here in studio. We've got a great guest who's creating a super startup company, Rufino Valentine, and that is his real name. We checked it out. We did our due diligence. That's his real name. And now it's the brand on a great product line he's created, a line of his own spirits that he's selling and doing it successfully. And we've got Alistair calling in from San Francisco. Before we went to the break, Alistair, you asked a question about how do you differentiate. It seems to be a real hot topic, and for good reason, because that's really the hard part, right? To break out of the competition, to get noticed, to have people become aware of your product, and then buying it, and being able to do that in a way where, you know, startups have limited budgets. So it's not like you can take out a Super Bowl commercial and get the thing rolling. You know, it's tough to get noticed in the beginning. So Alistair, you asked the question about how do you differentiate, and you told us. We asked you back. We said to you, you tell us, what are you producing? And you said an artisan line of jewelry. You've got some unique pieces, and you have better level of customer service. Those were the things that you said about how you're differentiating. Guys, let's roll up our sleeves and go to work here. Rich, Dan, feel free to jump in, but let's go to Rufino first. You got a reaction to his question about differentiating?
Yeah, I mean, my first reaction is, you know your business better than anyone, so you know what the difference is. Now the idea is just communicating that top down from every employee that you have to every salesperson to every distributor. You know, every pamphlet that you have has to give your story. I mean, whatever story you feel that you've got. And then secondly, I don't think we need to get too hung up on differentiation. I mean, at some point, you could just do things better. You know?
That's interesting. That's a good point. Strong point.
You know, do the same thing, do it better.
Right.
There's nothing new about vodka. It's been around for centuries. We just do it better.
There's always
but how do you do it better than someone who has much more skill than you?
Well,
allow me to respond to that. Alistair, this is Rich. If you watch a college basketball, I was watching, of all things, an Ohio State basketball game the other day.
Shame on you, Rich. Shame on you. being the good University of Michigan grad that you are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was watching, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right?
So
I was watching this guy, Aaron Kraft, and he is not the most talented guy on the team by any means, but he has more hustle and more muscle that he throws at that, probably a little dose of BO, you know, just to add to the offensiveness of it. And he makes stuff happen on that court. And I think, you know, if you really want to know the answer, it's great to have a distinction between your product and another, but it's a whole different level if you are working harder than the next guy, if you're being more creative, if you're throwing more muscle and you're doing more hustle. I think you've got a great shot to put that dirty martini in someone's hand.
Who wants it more?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's huge.
And that's good advice, guys. Let me ask you, Alistair, have you been selling your product on the market?
Well, person-to-person sales, we haven't gone live yet. Mostly, we're just friends and family at this point, so very early.
And let me ask you this question. Is your product good?
Yes. Product is freaking excellent.
Freaking excellent. Not just good, freaking excellent. All right, I love that. So you know you've got a good product. Let me ask you this. Do you know your domain space? Do you know the jewelry space? Do you know who the competitors are and what the players are and what the alternative products that consumers can purchase are?
Very much so.
Very much so. Okay, so what I'm hearing is you know you've got a standout product. Let me ask you this. What about price point? Are you price competitive?
Yep.
Your price,
but price competitiveness is not as much as you'd think in luxury.
No. And I get that. The reason I asked you that question is it's one thing to be better, but if you're, you know, to make the point, to use an extreme, if you're 100 times more expensive than the alternative, you begin to price yourself out of the market. So what you're saying is you've got a freaking excellent product. You know your competition. You've got a product that's, you know, in your mind, better than the alternatives that are available, and it's price competitive, so it's not an issue of, you know, being priced out of the marketplace. Your issue is I'm just gonna guess that this is the thing really, really plaguing you or bothering you as you face your challenge of making your business a success, is how do you get that message across to others and have people accept that message? First of all, how do they become aware of it? What channels do you use? How do you get others to believe what you already know as the proprietor of your business, right?
Yeah.
On limited budgets.
That's accurate.
Yeah, and you're not taking out a Super Bowl commercial, are you? No. So how do you do it? So let me ask you, have you thought through that? And if you do you have answers there?
I think it has to be mostly around word of mouth, because ultimately people are deluged, particularly for big purchases, they're deluged with options. And most, you know, of the big purchases that people will make in jewelry in their lives will come, you know, oh, yeah, I know a friend, I know someone who, you know, can give you a great deal or whatever it is.
Yeah, and we talk about word of mouth, we're really, there's this whole viral capability. I mean, there's digital word of mouth, too. You know, it doesn't have to be literally one guy elbowing the other guy. Hey, did you hear about this great vodka?
Or
this, right? So are you guys doing, like, you know, campaigns to expose what you know to be true to the rest of the world?
I mean, that's a given. You've got to have a presence on all the major social media platforms.
Yeah.
But Alistair, I really believe, and I think Rufino brought it up as well when he first started Valentine Distilling, I think there's no substitution in the beginning. It's just a slogging it out, hard work to differentiate yourself amongst a huge, already saturated marketplace. You have to start small, aggressive, guerrilla marketing, one customer at a time until you build momentum.
And then use testimonial accounts, right? Use that to, yeah.
It may take years. Rufino, what do you think?
Well, my question is, have you gone to jewelry stores and sold it or tried to sell it to them?
Yeah, no. We have good relationships with a number of jewelers, but most of them, it's sort of that wait and see attitude. Like until you get traction, you know, it's right. Challenging to get traction.
Yeah. That is always a challenge in the beginning, and that is where the perseverance, the tenacity of the entrepreneur, those who make it and those who don't are the ones who continue to push.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I like too, though, is when you've got a product that is demonstrable or the product that people see, as opposed to something that's, you know, something that's kind of behind the scenes. So, for example, jewelry. I mean, that's something people wear.
Sure.
So if people like it, they're going to compliment it and say, what is that? And then they're going to say, well, this is an Alistair design. You know, whatever. What's the name of your brand, Alistair?
Tiemann & Company.
All right, cool. Well, listen, we wish you good luck. Stick with Startup Nation. We want to follow your story. Keep us posted on how you're doing. And if we can answer any other questions, we'd love to do that. Keep up the great work. And we're going to come back. We've got a couple more callers. We're going to come back after this break and answer some more questions right here on Startup Nation Radio. We'll be right back.